Thank you. I'm going to do another medley. This is two tunes. First was written by Bela. Bartok, that is. This is a classical medley, and the first of these two, you can't say tunes, pieces, is a children's song written by the great Hungarian composer Bela Bartok, and it's from a series of tunes called the Mikrokosmos. It's my phony Hungarian accent there. And then I'm going to do a mandolin sonata in C major by Ludwig van Beethoven. I always like to point out that bluegrass tunes would probably get a lot more respect if they were in certain keys also, you know, like Foggy Mountain Breakdown in G major. I'm not holding my breath, of course. Here's the classical medley. I should mention that Bela Fleck and I did some tours. In fact, we played here a year and a half or 2 years ago. And we did a tour in December that was taped for CBS Sunday Morning. And that tune might be in there, perhaps. It's going to be aired in March sometime, so you might want to keep an eye out for that. Well, when I was about 12 or 13 years old, Pete Seeger was my hero. And then I got very hip and got into bluegrass, and Bill Monroe became my hero, and Pete Seeger kind of was a little bit square for me. And then as the years rolled on, Pete Seeger once again became my hero, and still is. And I'm going to do two tunes that I learned from him. I was giving lessons to this young gentleman in high school who was very interested in learning a tune called the Coal Creek March, which is a tune that was written in the 1890s about a miner's strike in the eastern part of Tennessee at the Coal Creek Mine. And I had a recording of it that I'd had since I was a kid, and I'd never bothered to sit down and learn the tune. I'd always kind of liked it. So about an hour before I was supposed to give this lesson, I sat down to learn this tune and immediately was stumped. And I mean, I've transcribed a lot of things and never had too much trouble with it, but this one tune, I couldn't tell if the couldn't quite tell where the notes were being gotten. So I called up Pete Seeger, whose version my student wanted to learn, and said, Pete, you know, how do you play this tune? And he explained, well, you go on the 12th fret of the first string and then the 9th fret of the first string, and you go down like that. And I said, great, that's all I needed to know. And then he said, you know, I've got it written all out in tablature. I could fax it to you. That was my reaction, too. And Pete Seeger with a fax machine, there was just something strange about that. And so I said, well, you know, Pete's coming in about an hour, 45 minutes, something like that. And he said, well, I'll just send it right out now. And I didn't have a fax machine at the time. I was still living in the dark ages. And so he said he would fax it to this friend of mine. I gave him the fax number, and my friend was going to call me as soon as the fax arrived, which should have been in about 3 minutes. 3 minutes went by, 10 minutes went by, you know, half an hour went by. And my student's coming in about 15 minutes. Finally, my friend called and said that the fax had arrived, and I ran over, grabbed it, and came back, learned the tune, and taught it to my student. But on the fax, Pete had written that he'd been very busy, by the way. He was writing a book at the time, and he said he was very busy. And he said, I couldn't find the tablature, so I had to write this out by hand, ! And so I felt like I'd alienated Pete Seeger for life. In his busy schedule, he had to sit down and write out all this banjo tab again. Anyway, this is that tune as he faxed it to me. So this is how Pete plays it. It's the Coal Creek March.